Case number 13184, Paul and Mary Lou Douglas seeks variances from the side yard setback requirement for proposed structures, section 115-42 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Laws Point Road. The 911 address is 37030 Laws Point Road in Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 279. The board tabled this case at the April 27th meeting.
Thoughts, any comments, or ready to for a motion, to make a motion?
Ready to make a motion. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we deny case number 13184 for Paul and Mary Lou Douglas for the requested variance pending final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property does not have unique physical conditions, which have, which have created an exceptional practical difficulty for the applicant. The applicant has failed to demonstrate the property cannot be developed in strict conformity to the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant, as we had noticed in the recollecting back to our previous case, that the HVAC unit and tanks were specifically drawn out in the building permit, highlighted in blue, as I recall. The variance will not alter the essential characteristics, character of the neighborhood, or will substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, or will be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance does not represent the minimum variances necessary to afford relief in lease modification of the regulation at issue.
A second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
I'm gonna have to say nay.
Mr. Kingery?
I do agree that the difficulty was created by the applicant, so I'll vote aye.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Levengoth?
Aye for my reasons.
And I also vote nay. With a vote of 3-2, case number 13184 has been denied. Next case.
Case number 13170, Barbara Higgins seeks a variance from the rear yard setback requirement for a proposed structure, section 115-34 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of T-Box Boulevard. The 911 address is 36360 T-Box Boulevard in Frankfort. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, map 16, parcel 1920.
And it had been left open for the limited purpose of the applicant submitting a survey. It was submitted in the timeline that was set forth. We unfortunately did not have it advertised for the agenda at the last meeting, so it was put on this evening's meeting. You may recall that the reason for that survey was because the property line has angles to it in the rear, and we were trying to ascertain the exact size of the variance that was needed for the structures in the rear yard. If my recollection is correct and my math is correct, Ms. Norwood, it would appear that we need a variance of 6.1 feet, and 4 feet. Is that correct? Is that what you saw as well? Yeah, six. Well, if you go a little further in, there's a 6 foot one, so we need a 4 foot. That's because that's where the angle comes into play. So it would appear that we would need a 4 foot, a 6.1, and a 6 foot from the rear yard. And that was for the proposed addition.
It wasn't going out any further, correct? It was kind of on that patio, if I remember correctly.
there is a patio there. I don't know if it is in the location of the exact sunroom, but there was a patio in the rear yard.
From the pictures I see, it looks like it's right across.
Yeah, I think our biggest hang-up was we didn't really have exact measurements, and we didn't want to approve something without that.
It's the same depth as the patio, but it goes further across.
Understood.
Sure, when we would have to still, because we left it open, we'd still have to close it at that point.
No, it was left open just for the purpose of providing that survey. So that record then closed. Yes. Yeah, and I'm going back looking at the minutes, and these are from the minutes that you just approved from the March 23rd meeting. We had put on there, the question was, it was initially thought it was a 5-foot variance, but when we were looking at that plan, because it did not actually show how close it was, and that angling and the lot line, we wanted to verify it, which was why I think we've got some of it that's at 6 feet and some of it's at 4 feet. The average is probably 5, if I had to guess, but that gave the clarity for that.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 13170 for Barbara Higgins for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because of the irregular angles of the property, and the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Kangri?
Aye.
Mr. Lovengood?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13170 has been approved. Public hearings?